views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. I say that every week, Nancy, but I am really excited to be here. I'm going to give before I introduce her, I just want to give a huge warm welcome to Nancy Rhines. Nancy, can you say hi to everybody for us?
Hi, everybody.
Nancy, why I'm so excited to have you here and share with the world. So Nancy has written an amazing book. It's called Awakenings from the Light. I'm going to hold it up, but not everybody can see because the lights are on. So Nancy had a near-death experience, and we're going to talk all about that. It's completely changed your life. However, you've brought back messages from your near-death experience that are in this book. And I just was sharing with Nancy that I've read it twice so far, and it's brought an amazing amount of peace. I've had so much peace that you've been able to share with me, as well as, I've just lost someone recently, and I have others who are in heaven, but it answered a lot of questions for me as well. So we're definitely going to get into that and hear all about your story. I want people to get this book. So share with us, where can they get it?
So they can most easily get it on Amazon.com, and you can get it internationally. It isn't just, in the United States or Canada. So it is available internationally on Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble also has it. You can also go to my website, nancyryans.com, nancyryne.com, and can order it there as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And everybody, for sure get it, because like I said, it just was such a, the first time I read it, I absorbed all the information, but the second time is when I could get those messages that were meant for me. And that's what I believe, where I had gotten so much peace from. So I want to dive in, because we always say that an hour we have plenty of time, but we don't, because it always gets so good. So share with me what happened. How did this all start?
Yeah, so this all started about a little over 5 years ago. I was in a place in my life where I was kind of unhappy, not really unhappy, but not real happy either. And I was at that point kind of vacillating between being an atheist and an agnostic. So there were days when I would say, well, I don't know if there's anything else. And then there were days that I was adamant that there wasn't anything else besides, this physical life. And on January 3rd of 2014, all of that started to change. And that's when I was in my bicycling accident. So I decided to run some errands around town on my bicycle, which I didn't think, and normally that's not a big deal. I did that all the time when I lived in Colorado. And so I went off on this day and had kind of one of those niggling little voices back here say to go back home and just put everything away and not go out that day. But I kind of ignored that. And within 10 minutes of that little voice telling me, to go back home, I ended up in an accident. And what happened was, a woman who was texting while she was driving kind of hit me like this T-bone broadside while I was going through one of those traffic circles. And, during the accident, of course, I was, it was like time was expanded. And I felt like this was it. I mean, I saw that thing coming at me and knew she wasn't going to stop. And I couldn't get out of the way because I had a car behind me. I knew that. So I knew if I did, you know, too much, I'd get run over from the guy behind me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't count on him to see me, you know, move around. And so I did my best to kind of avoid the accident, but she ended up hitting me like this. And I somehow, I don't know how this happened, but I saw it coming and knew that was it. I was going to be dead. You know, this like, whoa, this is how, so this is how it ends. And I mean, I had that kind of thought like, whoa, I guess this is it. And I ended up on the hood of her SUV, like looking in at through her windshield at her, kind of like with my hands on the hood like this. But she didn't see me. So she kept driving. So she was so engrossed in her phone. I mean, she had her phone up on top of the steering wheel balance like this. I could see it right there, you know, in between her thumbs. I mean, I don't know how she was holding it, but she was kind of doing one of these with her thumbs and was texting someone and didn't even see that she had hit me and that I was staring in the window at her. So she kept driving. And eventually I ended up being, I fell off the front of her vehicle. And when that happened, this was the first piece of my experience that where I knew something wasn't quite right the way that I learned it as a scientist. So when I hit the pavement, I heard my shoulder crack, and that was just like, holy cow, what was that? You know, you can hear it. And I was I continued to be frightened that she was going to run right over the top of me with her wheels. And so I was just kind of focused on survival at that point. But when I hit the pavement, my shoulder hit, my hip hit, my left hip, and my pelvis also cracked from that. She kept driving. She still didn't know that she hit me. But at that moment, I felt this thing, something really weird, what I called weird at the time. I felt and experienced that my consciousness was in two separate places. So there was a part of me, I call it the human part of me, that was still in my body underneath the vehicle as she was driving. So I ended up getting, my body ended up getting hooked somehow on the undercarriage of her vehicle. And she was dragging me. So she's driving and I'm underneath and being dragged underneath. But there was a part of me, what I call my higher self, or you might call your soul, that was outside of all of what was going on and just watching it all unfold. And that part of me, that higher self, was very calm, was very peaceful, was very loving, it was like that part of me was trying to soothe my human self and say, everything's okay. Everything will be okay. Everything is happening just as it should.
Wow.
And everything will be fine. It's sad, but it will be okay. So it was like it was trying to comfort my human self.
Did you, do you think that your human self, like, do you think it worked? Like, do you, like, if looking back on that, can you say, like, yeah, like it was okay?
No. You know?
I mean, what happens? Because we've heard, right, that that peace comes, and I think people, I wonder what that feels like.
Yeah. So initially, my human self and my higher self were arguing. Like, my human self was obviously terrified. It was still afraid. You know, I don't think anybody could be unintentionally dragged underneath a vehicle and not be afraid. I don't know that it's possible, unless you're a stuntman or a stuntwoman or something. But so that my human self was still afraid and was kind of arguing like, hell no, this isn't okay. This is terrifying. I'm not going to be okay. So there was a big difference of opinion on what was happening, you know?
Okay. I love that though. That's real, you know, that's real.
It is. Now my physical body at that time didn't feel any pain. So I wasn't experiencing any physical pain, probably because of all the, you know, endorphins going through my body and the adrenaline and all of that. But I didn't feel any physical pain. It was more just worry, concern, fear that I was, that was it, that I was done.
Sorry for interrupting, but people say that, you know, your life kind of flashes before your eyes. Did you have a little bit of that or not really, because it was more where it was so fast, so...
Yeah. You know, what I experienced was little bits of that. I didn't experience the whole life flashing before my eyes. What I experienced was me thinking about certain people. Mm. So there was sadness that I wouldn't be able to see my daughter grow up and, you know, do whatever she was meant to do on this planet. There was sadness that I would be leaving my sisters, my two remaining sisters. I had one sister that died in a car accident many years before. So there was a part of me that was, I felt sad that I was leaving them, you know, and that they, how would they take this? I was really concerned that they'd be really heavily impacted. And I was just concerned for other people. I wasn't really concerned about me. I didn't see a lot of, you know, my past decisions or anything at that point. That waited until later. But that's kind of where I was. I was just sad, more or less, just like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to see that. You know, I'm not going to be able to see my daughter.
Yeah. That's amazing. So, okay. So you're being dragged.
Yeah.
You're underneath the car. What happened?
Yeah. So I had, I saw the self that was outside of my body, that some of the bystanders, the witnesses had kind of blocked her transit around the traffic circle. So they stopped her from going. Otherwise, she probably would have kept driving, because I don't think she still realized that she hit me. So those people stopped her by physically placing their vehicles, you know, kind of across traffic, so she would have to stop, which, you know, I'm very grateful for. Mm-hmm. And so when she finally stopped is when I started to notice that I was feeling panic. And it was beyond, you know, my reasoning. There was just that animal panic to get up and run. So I wanted to get up and run, but I was having trouble like getting out from underneath the vehicle. I wasn't really quite tracking on why, but I knew I was having trouble. So I tried to wiggle out. And luckily for me, there was a woman that ran up, and she was probably around, I don't know, 20, 26, 27, maybe 30 years old. A young woman, blonde, who had, you know, kind of a ponytail, looked like she was wearing sweats. And she just kind of ran up and put her hands very gently on my shoulders to keep me stable. And she said, "Don't move. Stay where you are. My name is Anne. And, you know, I'll stay with you until the paramedics come." And she did stay. She kept me from moving, which in hindsight was a huge blessing. Sure. Because my spine was just a mess. I'm very, very grateful that she did what she did, because I probably, you know, at the very least, I would have been a paraplegic from the waist down, but very likely I would have been a quadriplegic, because my neck was really badly broken. And not just the bones, but all the ligaments and tendons were just kind of shredded. So she saved my life.
Absolutely, right? And it's the right people, you know, at the right time, right? It's amazing. We're going to take a quick short break. And when we get back, we're going to for sure continue this story. You are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Nancy Rhines today. Nancy wrote Awakenings from the Light, and I shouldn't hold it up because the light always gets it, but Awakenings from the Light, you can get this on Amazon. Please go and get it. I've read it twice already. Nancy is in the middle of sharing her near-death experience for us. It's just so much more, though, because you have so many lessons. And, you know, when I read your book, I just walked away, you know, feeling like you gave me validation for, you know, choosing a better route, you know? Mm-hmm. So before a break, and I want to kick off right where you were, the right people at the right time showed up. One wonderful lady basically saved your life, or saved your walking life, you know, right, from saying, don't get up, you have to stay there. So you're pinned underneath this car. Take us through what happened next.
Yeah. So the paramedics came, and everybody helped to kind of push the vehicle off of me. It turns out that I had a backpack on, and my chest strap from the backpack kind of got caught underneath of her car, which in hindsight, I know it sounds like a horrible thing, but again, if it hadn't happened that way, I likely would have been run over by her back wheels as she went around, you know, the roundabout. Because the roundabout is turning, you know, she's turning. And if I would have just been, you know, underneath the vehicle as she's rolling over, she would have rolled right over the top of me with her back wheels. So in hindsight, it was a good thing that I got hooked on it. It was a good thing that I was fully conscious through all of it, because it allowed me to save myself. Because part of what I did, it wasn't just that I got caught. I didn't even realize it at the time, but I'd reached my hand up and put my hand, I think it was over the axle, of her vehicle so I could hang on to something. It wasn't necessarily something that I intellectually thought out, oh, I need to grab onto something. It was just a reaction, like I'm going to grab on. And so when everything stopped and the paramedics came, they were able to push the vehicle off. And that's when those two parts of my consciousness kind of slammed back together in my body. And the paramedics were starting to kind of feel, they were like gently feeling around my neck. And that's when the pain started. It was the most excruciating pain I've ever felt in my life. It was beyond description. I thought that, I don't know, my back felt like it had been torn apart. Well, and in fact, it had been. I didn't know that at the time, but that's what it felt like. And it felt like my neck had been torn apart. Luckily for me, I was within, I think, just really a few hundred yards of the nearest trauma center when all this happened. So they put me in the ambulance and took me to the ER. One thing to note is that the guy that was in the vehicle that was behind me, mm-hmm. that I talked about when I was going in the traffic circle, he was an ER physician. So he followed me to the ER, and he was one of the docs that worked on me the rest of the morning. Not just at the scene, but in the hospital. So he was very well aware of what happened at the accident.
Amazing.
And he kept telling me, you know, you shouldn't have survived that. There's no way you should have survived that. We don't ever see anybody survive an accident like that. Luckily for me, I had my helmet on, so I didn't have, I mean, otherwise I would have been dead at the scene. There's no question that I wouldn't have survived. But so the helmet saved me, you know, Anne saved me, the doc saved me. But it turns out I had massive, massive bone breaks. I think the total count of bone breaks themselves was well over 100.
Wow.
I had 24 bones that were broken in multiple places.
Wow.
So in my first lumbar vertebrae in my back was shattered. So they showed me the CAT scan of it, and I went, "You're kidding me!" It looked like it had just been exploded. They call it a burst fracture for a reason. And when I looked at that, and they told me what was going on with my neck, all the broken bones. I had you know, broken ribs on my left side, cracked sternum, broken collarbone and pelvis. I was really concerned. I was terrified that I wouldn't be able to walk again because, you know, they said, well, there are bone pieces that are within a millimeter or two of cutting through your spinal cord.
Wow.
So you can't move.
Right.
You know, what's this going to look like?
Yeah.
I was terrified that I wouldn't be able to walk. And kind of in that moment had my first of many epiphanies. I felt just such compassion. Mm-hmm. For all those people who don't have the ability to walk. It was like an instant gratitude that I still could feel my feet.
Yeah.
I couldn't move at that point, but I could still feel my feet, and that potentially I could walk again. And I felt such compassion for those who don't. But they said, well, you'll be able to recover, we think, if you get surgery and have your spine stabilized. So I agreed to do that.
So at this point, Nancy, with that epiphany, were you having, so you went in and you're still, you know, even with that experience, you're still teetering on atheist,
right,
agnostic. Did you have a moment though, when you're that broken? Cause you were, right? I mean, your body was broken. Yeah. Did you have a moment of like, there's gotta be something out there that's going to take me through this, or no?
No. I was still pretty sure that there was nothing.
Okay.
And the only thing that, while I was laying there in the ER, so I was in the ER for probably, I'm thinking about 6 hours while they were scanning and, you know, trying to figure out what to do and bringing in the surgeon to consult. So I was laying there for about 6 hours and I kept thinking about what had just happened during the accident, where I had that sense of being in two places at once. And I didn't have any understanding of what that was from a scientific perspective. I had never been taught anything about consciousness other than consciousness is produced by the brain. And when you die, your consciousness ceases to exist. But what I started to sense was, you know, maybe what I was taught wasn't right, but I kept thinking, wow, that was really weird. I don't know what to do with that. So I'm just going to put it aside for now because I can't really deal with it at the moment. So I really just shunted that off to the side for a while because I was so focused on survival and getting to the next step, you know, that was just one step after another.
Do you think that, because everybody who's always asks the question is, how do I hear God or how do I hear angels or so now you had that little voice, right? Tell you not to go for a bike ride. And now you're having questions, right? That are kind of like, wow, like, why did I have that thought? Does that like, can you share with us just a little bit about like, yeah, like those are that's the connection, right? Trying to talk to us.
Yeah, that is the connection, especially that the intuition. Now, whether that the intuition that I had before the accident, there's some debate about what that is, even in my own mind. I've been looking into this. I keep going back to science because I think science is coming around to be able to give us explanations for all of this spiritual stuff. I think at some point the two will merge and we will see that science and spirit are really one. But for right now, there is some interesting research going on to the fact that we are able to communicate with our future selves. This is a physicist who's doing these experiments, and he's showing, several different scientists actually are showing, that there is at least limited ability to communicate across what we call time. Mm. So it could have been something like that, which in and of itself is magical and amazing. Mm-hmm. It could have easily been my higher self in the future talking mm-hmm. to me. It could have been one of my spiritual guides that was saying, you know what, here's what's going to happen. You know, you have this choice. You can make a choice. Mm-hmm. The choice is to go back in the house or to go out on the bike ride. So I don't know, but I am certainly there was a spiritual connection there to something.
Yeah.
But it's those, you know, spirit in whatever form we believe in it speaks to us. We're not separated. We're a part of it. And, mm-hmm. and spirit communicates to us in a very quiet way. Mm. So we have to, I should say oftentimes, that's not always the case. It can sometimes be very obvious.
Yeah, I'm with you.
but a lot of times it's pretty quiet and we have to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And kind of go within and figure out where that voice is coming from.
Yeah. You said it well though. I appreciate what you said because it's that, I don't know, that nudge, right? It's like, it's that little nudge that I think is so important that you bring up that people, we need to pay attention to that nudge and then I do want to just say that, and we may not talk about it today, but in your book, you talk about choices,
right?
Which is an important message because you can't look back with regret.
No.
But we have that nudge sometimes and we make our own choice, right?
Yeah, I had that choice in that moment to listen to that intuition and stay home, which would have put me on a completely different trajectory in my life.
Sure.
Or to listen to it and say, you know, I'm going to go on the bike ride anyway, which then put me on a completely different path, one that I would not have expected in a million years. I mean, who in the world would have thought, you know, not in my world anyway, I would never have thought I'd be speaking to someone like you on, you know, YouTube or video about this amazing spiritual thing that happened to me.
Yeah.
So I had that choice.
Do you, before we go on break, I'm going to throw out a little God question though. So right, we in Romans 8:28, all things work out for our good. Do you, I mean, how do you feel about that right now as far as, because I know I've made choices where I didn't listen to that nudge and I thank God because he worked it out for my good. It might have, like Nancy and I said on the break, it might suck. The road there might be
Might be hard. It might be full of potholes.
But can you say that you feel that now after this?
Oh yeah, I feel totally grateful for what happened and for the choice that I made in taking that bike ride, yeah, you know, and going on that bike ride.
That's amazing. Yeah. We're going to take a quick short break. When we get back, we're going to continue the story because there's so much good stuff. There's so much more. All right, you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back. We are Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm chatting with Nancy Rhines. Amazing story. We have to still get into the near-death experience, but it's everything is so good. She wrote the book Awakenings from the Light. Please get it. It's on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. It's just so amazing, the messages that people can walk away with. So let's pick up where we left off. Your body's shattered. You're about to go into surgery because you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. That was basically all I had left at that time was the option of either going into surgery or spending at least 6 months flat on my back in the hospital bed. Like, who wants to do that? Right.
Yeah.
So for me, there wasn't a pretty clear choice. And so I chose surgery, went in. My accident was on a Friday morning. I went into surgery on that following Monday afternoon.
Okay.
The reason they kept me hanging out for that long was just for my body to stabilize a little bit.
Okay.
And I don't think they expected me to live the weekend is kind of what one of the nurses said, because I was so badly injured. So they wanted to make sure that I was, my body was stable before they, I mean, doing back surgery is pretty invasive. So they were going to put titanium rods kind of alongside my back on either side to kind of keep everything stable. So I was injected with the general anesthetic, which I'd had before. And, you know, typically for me, I think this is pretty typical for everybody. When you get general anesthesia, everything just kind of goes gray.
Yeah.
Or you're in this, it's just blah. It's not even dreaming. There's no consciousness at all. It's just gray, nothing. And that's not what happened for me. So what I experienced is that I woke up, and I didn't wake up in the OR. I woke up on a hillside.
Wow.
With flowers around me and trees in the distance and mountains and, you know, this beautiful light. It was like a silvery glowing light that was just all around me.
Wow.
And a sense of love and peace that is hard to put into words, because it was as if it was heat coming through me. I mean, it was just flowing through me because my physical body no longer existed. I was just pure energy at that point. So I was becoming one with this energy of peace. But I didn't know that at the time. I was just feeling peace and love. And I felt like I was being hugged, like embraced. And I thought, well, this is okay. I can hang out here during surgery. This is a little weird, but, you know, I'll hang out here. And then I started thinking, well, I wonder what, this isn't right. This isn't typical anesthesia. I wonder if I died on the operating table. And then, but then I thought, well, shoot, if I did die, what's all this about? Because I don't believe in anything after death. So that's when I really began to think, well, shoot, maybe this is real, you know, this heaven thing or the afterlife thing is real. And I kind of had that thought of, why am I here? I kept thinking, why am I here? And there was an answering voice. And it was more than just an audible voice like you and I are talking right now. It was really more of a knowing and a voice at the same time. It's really hard to describe. But the answer was, this is your home. You are my child. You're a part of me.
Wow.
Welcome home. And with that, I felt another one of those waves of love and acceptance and peace.
Wow.
And then a knowing that this was it. This was reality. Whatever that earth life was, wasn't my true reality, and nor is it our true reality. But I knew that in that moment. And that was, if it would have just ended there, it would have been beautiful. But it, you know, it turns out that I had more to learn. And what looked like a female figure walked up, or actually kind of floated up toward me. And, you know, she said she would be my guide or my teacher and would teach me what I needed to know in order to go back to my life on earth and make it one that would be worth living. And I kind of stuck on the words go back, because I didn't want to go back in that moment.
Wow.
Being engulfed in this divine love, that divine peace, I couldn't imagine not being a part of it again and being in my mind separated from it, because that's what I thought would happen. And I didn't want to go back to a broken body. And I told her, no, I'm not going back. And she said, well, you've already agreed to do this. This was what you wanted to do. And she showed me, you know, I kind of said, well, I don't remember agreeing to that. So then she showed me kind of on a sort of a screen in the air in front of me of kind of a video of me, my soul body, speaking with, not really speaking with, but in front of my soul group or my soul friends or my team and the divine spirit, God, whatever you want to call that, that divine consciousness, agreeing to do certain things and kind of declaring some of the things that I wanted to experience. But one of the things that I agreed to do that was an ask of me, it was to do this, to have this experience, to come back and first improve my life, help my family, and then be a resource again for anybody else that wanted to learn from what I had to say. And when I saw that, it was like an, oh yeah, now I remember kind of thing. Like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess I did agree to do that. So we walked around. I guess she floated, I walked. And she brought me through all these different beautiful little bits of what I call my little bit of heaven. And in certain areas, she would teach me certain things. One of them was, you know, the power of choice. Another was gratitude. Another was the divine nature of love and how love really, that what we call love, divine love, forms the structure of everything. You know, that's kind of the framework upon which all else is built. The importance of personal interaction and of having a group of loving people around you on this planet, just to act as resources for each other, to act as helpers for each other. One of the things that was, I think, most profound for me, and it is for a lot of people who have these experiences, was what I found out much later was called a life review. I didn't know that that's what it was at the time. It was like a couple of years after all this happened that somebody gave it a name for me, but I didn't know what it was at the time. And so she brought me to a small lake up in the mountains and said, well, you know, touch the surface of the lake and see what happens. And I was like, well, I know what's going to happen. Why should I bother, you know, doing this? Because we're going to create ripples. And she said, just do it. And so I did. And what I saw along the surface was not only the ripples, but I also saw, like, superimposed on those in little individual, like, mini videos were pieces of my life where I was interacting with other people and in ways that were positive and negative. So it was a teaching moment that my choices have an impact on other people, and here's how they have the impact.
Wow.
And I got to see not only the incident from my perspective in my own head, but also I got to see and feel that from the other person's perspective. So if I was interacting with someone and they felt good about what I was saying, I could feel their good feelings. And it was also a teaching moment of how closely connected we all are, that there really is no separation. We're all connected.
We're all connected.
You know, we have in the physical, yes, I can influence you by how I show up to a conversation or the words that I use, but also on a spiritual level. You know, if I come into a room feeling very focused and aware and spiritual and loving, that energy, you may have experienced this, that energy can actually transform a room without me even saying anything.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen that happen with other NDEers when they walk into a room, or other very spiritual people. I mean, just, you know, go into a big hall where the Dalai Lama is speaking and his peace just floats across, even if you're not Buddhist, and I'm not, but I could feel his peace kind of just radiating through the room.
Or the flip side, if you have, right, even if every day, if all of a sudden you're at an event and that negative energy walks in the room, you're like, oh, like, what just showed up?
Right. You can feel it.
You can feel it.
Yeah, and you're influencing people around you, whether you know it or not, if you're that person walking in. So just, you know, it's just something to think about. Not everybody is in the place where they can work with how they show up into a room, you know, working with their energy. But if you are, give it some thought, you know, how you're showing up in your daily life.
Well, 100%. I mean, let's go there for just a minute before we take a break. I mean, you hit on such an important point. We really do impact each other, and it matters.
It matters.
But it also could matter for, you know, you got to see, you know, you got a viewpoint of what you reap and what you sow, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you got to. So when you're faced with taking that life event, when that life recap, what are you going to see? Ask, right? We can all ask ourselves that today.
Yeah. Do you want to see that? I mean, it isn't meant to be a tool for judgment or eternal damnation.
No, no.
It's a teaching tool.
Yeah.
You know, and at first I felt some shame, but then I realized this is a tool for me to get a broader perspective or a deeper perspective on, again, on how I impact other people. And it made me very aware, I don't want to see that stuff again the next time around. You know?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny because after reading your book, I was like, oh, like it, I mean, it, you know, it made me a little nicer.
We're going to take a little bit more aware, right?
Totally. We're going to take a quick break and learn some more. This is Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here with Nancy Rines. You have to go to Amazon and get this book. It's called Awakenings from the Light. We're going to dive right back in because we're on our last segment. And we left off, Nancy, with you got to see, you know, just exactly how your actions affect people.
Right.
What happened then? So you're looking at this beautiful lake. You have this moment of revelation.
Right. And I started to feel when I saw the negative impact I had in a couple of incidents, I started to feel shame for what I had done. And I wanted to make amends for that. And that's part of what coming back here was all about. But, you know, there's more to that story. But then my guide said, no, this is really meant to be a teaching tool for you. We know that you're human. You're there to learn stuff. You're going to make mistakes. Just learn from this. It isn't meant for you to be, you know, wallowing in shame for the rest of your life for some mistakes that you made. So it took me a while to kind of come down from that. And then after I started to kind of consolidate that in my mind, we continued on, and she eventually sent me back. But she sent me back with a healing. So she didn't lay her hands on me directly, but she kind of like put her hands generally over parts of my body and kind of filled me with healing energy and sent me back. I just still didn't want to come back here, but I at that point didn't have a choice. I mean, I had made my choice before, but so she made sure that I kept my promise. And I woke up in the recovery room, like screaming because I didn't want to be there. And I wanted to be back, you know, in heaven with my guide and with God and all of my family, all my team. And so it took me a while to look around like, oh shoot, what happened? You know, where am I? And it turns out the reason that I had this experience in the first place is that I had a reaction to the anesthesia. I found that out later from some of the nurses that were on duty in the OR. But so I had a reaction to the anesthesia where my heart rate dropped to nothing and, you know, basically flatlined for about a minute or two. So that's what prompted it. But it took me a while to really fully integrate what I had learned. And I still am, but... Mm-hmm. I didn't want to talk about it with anybody at first because I was like freaked out that I was hallucinating that whole thing.
Sure, sure.
But the chaplain came in the next morning into my room and said, you know, you had something happen. She could feel it. She knew it. She'd read my chart. And so I told her, you know, I said, thank God you're here. I want to talk about this because I don't know what this is. I have no idea. So she was the first person I told, and she gave me the words of near-death experience and that I had died for a time, both during the accident. She said during the accident, you know, when I had that kind of split consciousness, she said, you were starting to die.
Wow.
And during the OR in the surgery, you did die, and you had that first glimpse of what comes after.
Yeah.
So she gave me... She gave me the knowledge that I wasn't hallucinating. She said, no, this is real. I see it a lot. It happens with people who have these traumatic, you know, physical experiences, and it's real. And so that's when I began to kind of think about, wow. Then it felt like, oh my gosh, I came back here with a purpose, and that purpose, yeah. I could feel it like settling on my shoulders with a weight, like, what did I just agree to do?
And that's what I love about, so in Awakenings from the Light, you share with us the lessons that you brought back, which mm-hmm. I just want to share with everybody. This is what, you know, that's the piece that's so important and so special in this book, because, you know, just from a personal experience of me reading it, I felt like you gave me a glimpse of the other side and what they're asking me to do, asking a way for me to live, right? Because we're all connected, right. And we're here to Nancy and I were saying on break that we're one of the resources. We are a resource that God uses. Exactly. And you said it best, right? I wrote it down because I love it. God's hands for doing good work on this planet.
Yeah.
So can you share with me if it's possible, you know, we all have loved ones who have passed, and is there something that you can share with us that would bring a little peace or a little comfort from your experience that we could, you could kind of make it more home for us with having loved ones passed?
Yeah. You know, I have a much different perspective on that now. It is sad. Our human selves are going to be sad at not being able to physically see our loved ones again, but know that there is no separation. You know, we see that we assume that there's a separation because the physical body is now gone, but that consciousness that was our loved one still exists. And there isn't a separation between here and there. The only real separation is just a change in, you could think of it as a change in energy state. So,
okay.
But the energy of that person, that consciousness can still be here. And we can talk to that person or send love to that person still. And we can sometimes, if we're lucky, not all the time, but sometimes that person is able to send back a little message to us that we can hear or experience. And it might not be an audio message. It could be, I've heard where a person who that has died is really into butterflies, and all of a sudden their loved one who is missing them is surrounded by butterflies, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So those types of things can happen, but your loved one, whoever it is, has got a much bigger life than just this. And you do too.
Yeah.
So we're all connected through that, and you will be together again in the spiritual world. You're still together, but it's a little bit harder from our perspective here, you know, to make that connection. So
sure.
Just know that life is really much bigger and much more grand than just this physical existence. And that's that consciousness isn't a product of this brain. A consciousness survives in this brain for a little while and then goes back home.
It's so amazing. That was beautiful. That really was, because that's the peace. That's one of the things that I walked away feeling very peaceful about. Our time has ended, but I am for sure going to have Nancy back on, because there's a million, I love this, because you're a gift that can bridge the gap for us. And you are now living such a purposeful life of sharing with us and teaching from us what we need to do here and what we need to learn. So please, everyone, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Awakenings from the Light. Nancy, thank you so much. This has been absolute pleasure. And we're going to for sure have Nancy on again, because I love it. All right, everyone, until next week, have a great day. This is Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to Thrive by Gen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzellup.com.